Well, you heard about the Republicans trying to get into the SCIF, which is a secure room in the Capitol to hear the Democrats doing one of their investigative hearings, I guess. One of these secret hearings behind closed doors where, you know, a witness will be there for 10 hours and then the Democrats release two little snippets to try to control the narrative. When you're hearing from others that the narrative has been completely destroyed by questions asked by Republicans, but of course we don't get to know what's going on. It's a top secret impeachment. It's an inquisition impeachment, apparently. Joining me, Congressman Tim Walberg from Michigan's 7th Congressional District. How you doing, Congressman?
I'm doing well. Doing well. Back in the district.
Yeah. So tell me about. Okay. So here's something that was said, and I want your take on this. Judge Andrew Napolitano yesterday on Fox News said that the Democrats are doing exactly what the rules allow, and the rules that they're operating under were changed by a Republican House and signed by John Boehner in 2015. The problem being is that within minutes of that, John Boehner said, that's simply not true. I didn't change the rules. We didn't change the rules as they apply to this. And the Democrats continue to hide behind closed doors and continue to do this Gestapo style, I guess. I mean, what's really going on?
Well, first of all, Napolitano is a closet never Trumper, so you got to take some of that with a grain of salt.
Sure.
No, the rules are that, and in fairness, we have to say that how it was carried out for Clinton and Nixon with Republicans, letting the rules work by having a vote in the House to call for an impeachment inquiry, then it was shifted. From there, once the vote was taken, to the Judiciary Committee, where it's supposed to happen, because they're the ones that ultimately have to have the hearings on impeachment and then give it to the House for a final vote. We'll send it to the Senate for the trial and exoneration or conviction. That's not what this speaker is doing. And I believe it's for a purpose. I believe that she's got a very split conference.
Sure.
Some that want impeachment, some that don't want to take a vote on impeachment because they promised when they ran and won in districts that Trump had won in 2016 that they wouldn't vote for impeachment. Well, it's happening now, and so they've given it the shift. They've taken it away from Nadler and Judiciary Committee, and it is undercover. I mean, I went down, Rob Whitman from Virginia and I went down together to the SCIF the other day. After calling last week and being told I couldn't get to transcript reading, went down, took my cell phone, videoed me being told that I could not read this transcript that is not classified, it's not top secret, and it should not be held from a member of Congress, or more importantly, from the people of the United States to make their own up their own minds on
In
what's
fact,
going
I saw
on here.
I saw a tweet from Congressman Dan Crenshaw where he went to the page in the House rules and said, here's what it says, that any member should have access, if it's not classified or something to do with the national security, should have access to read, to look, to evaluate. That's not what's happening at all. And if Andrew Napolitano, clearly an anti-Trumper, but I just expose the bias wherever I find it, wherever I see it, because it's not true. The fact of the matter is it's being held behind closed doors as they try to control the narrative. And I wonder, there's still this storyline that they will be out taking a vote before Thanksgiving. I don't know if that's really possible. That's a month from now. I don't know if that's possible. Your thought?
Well, what I'm hearing behind closed doors from Democrat colleagues of mine is that they don't believe that'll happen either. And that tells me, Steve, that all this is an attempt to keep this in the news, destroy this president's opportunity of doing things, but sully his reputation with a dirty impeachment, a kangaroo trial, as it were, and ultimately keep people's minds off the fact that this country's economy is exploding. It's going wonderful. We have historic rates of unemployment, historic in the good way, and historic rates of employment, and the fact that 7 million jobs still waiting people to fill those jobs. We have a world that's looking at America as taking a strong stance and having a leader whose word can be trusted. When he says he's going to do something, he does it. And that's all good. We're even hearing reports now that the expected recession that the media is trying to trump up, that normally takes place during the first term of a president's office, may not indeed take place in any shape or form because the economy and all the things the economy is based upon is going right. So
right.
You look at the fact that we've got judges that have been selected and confirmed who believe in the Constitution and will uphold the Constitution. We've got economies that are going gangbusters. We've got trade deals happening all around us that are working, and a war with China that China is losing, and ultimately we will win and win strongly. That's why the Democrats don't want this president to be able to stand for re-election, because he's going to be re-elected.
Another school of thought is this. Congressman Tim Walberg with us this morning from Michigan's 7th Congressional District. Another school of thought is this that I've been reading for the last couple of days, and that is that it just kind of fizzles out and doesn't go anywhere, and Nancy Pelosi never takes a vote. Because if you believe what the Republicans are saying coming out of some of these ambassador questioning, you know, the questioning of these ambassadors, that the narrative is being completely eroded, undercut, destroyed when the Republicans are able to ask questions, the quid pro quo. And why do I care what an ambassador's opinion is of what the administration is doing or what an ambassador's opinion is of a phone call? We've got the president from Ukraine, the president of the United States saying, here's the memo, here's the transcript, if you will. There's no quid pro quo. I didn't feel pressure. I didn't pressure him. Why do I even care if an ambassador has an opinion that's different than the two principals?
Well, that's why Shifty Shift is doing it this way. If it was open to the public, and the Republicans called for opening the hearing, letting the American people hear everything that's said, they'll find out it's all second, third-hand information from people who have stood against this president already. And ultimately, they'll find out the president did nothing wrong. I mean, he's given the transcript.
Right. So let me ask you this. This is an important question. The Democrats are breaking House rules by doing this all behind closed door in secret, according to the rules that I've read that I, you know, from Dan Crenshaw that I saw. But Republicans come out, Jim Jordan and others say, well, I can't tell you this, or Ratcliffe or whomever. Why not? What's the penalty? If they come out and say, well, here's what was actually said. Here's what the ambassador actually said.
That would fall in the hands of Democrats to say that the Republicans are violating rules. They would hold kangaroo courts upon Jim Jordan and others. He would be censored. And the majority has power. That's one thing, Steve, we have to always remember. Majority is the majority. They have the power to do whatever they want to do until the American people decide that that doesn't work. And that's why the elections are so important every 2 years,
right?
That it can change what's going on. No, they would love to do that. And the media would fall in line with them, and it would be pulled out that Jim Jordan broke the House rules. He is going to be censored and stand in the well of the House and have to apologize, lose opportunity to serve on the committee that he's on. All of that takes place. It then becomes a pure power play, and they know they have us with that. So what we're trying to do is go to the American people. That's why I went down. I tried to videotape me being told I couldn't read this information. They threatened to take my phone away from me, put it in my pocket so they couldn't get to it.
Did they threaten to ground you for the weekend, too, Congressman? Take your car keys? Anyhow, Congressman Tim Walberg, I give you credit. You're a better man than I. Good luck in there. We'll talk soon.
Well, it's great country. Let's work it.
There you go. Back up.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Your local FS is member-owned, and that means when you buy our flagship brands like FS Envision and FS HiSoy, you're actually buying seed from yourself. And you wouldn't sell yourself anything but the best, would you? In field after field, FS brands are out-yielding the competition. Talk to your local FS crop specialist about Envision corn or HiSoy soybean seed today. At harvest, you'll be glad you did. Envision and HiSoy are available exclusively at your local FS member company.
Hey, parents, do kids think you're out of touch because of the way you dress?
Yes.
Well, say hello to instant style with Fashion On. Just spray Fashion On whatever you're wearing and look cool in an instant. Turn orthopedic shoes into vintage high tops, pleated khakis into skinny jeans. Even clip-on ties become fly gold chains. Just spray, let it dry, and presto.
What about my fanny pack?
You mean your hip MP3 player?
Wow.
What about my bifocals?
You mean your hot pink shutter shades?
Hey, I can't see.
But your kids can see you, and trust me, they see fashion.
Thanks, Fashion On.
Fashion On is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.